We are now living in a time when foreign gangs can cross over our border and seize people's property at gunpoint with no fear of the law.
This video has been making the rounds online since yesterday. Shows armed men walking through a building, knocking on doors, and entering an apartment. These men are part of a dangerous Venezuelan gang, and their numbers have been growing steadily because of the crisis at the border.
There have been rumblings of new gang activity in Aurora all summer. Officials have skated around the topic, but now there's video and victims they can't deny.
It's really like being held hostage.
Cindy was a prisoner in her own home. She's lived in this building at 12th and Dallas for years. This summer, when crime got worse, Cindy got cameras. Doorbell video shows a group of armed men forcing their way into her neighbor's home. Another night, her camera outside captured two men approaching a vehicle, guns drawn.
What I am told is that police leadership put it out that no less than like three or four officers could respond to one of these complexes. I now have other property owners, other apartment complexes calling and telling me the same kinds of things.
Food is the biggest commodity over there.
Cindy says she survived the ordeal by staying quiet, giving them food and bed bug spray. Every night, praying she'd hear sirens.
They left us there to die.
In her new home, far away, the peace she feels is fleeting. Because for so many others, she says there is no escape, no solution, and no sign that help will ever come.
The people working to defund the police are the same people bringing in millions of foreigners without any expectation to assimilate. These foreigners are being given money, education, and homes, while tax-paying American citizens are being kicked out of their homes and losing their jobs. Property taxes generate approximately 75% of a city's funding. And as the job market, home sales, commercial real estate, and the entire U.S. economy continues to plummet, the average American citizen will no longer be able to pay the city's taxes, and city governments will become desperate. Right on cue, the federal government announces it will be giving out hundreds of millions of dollars to cities willing to take more migrants. This isn't new. The Department of Homeland Security, who is supposedly tasked with securing the homeland, has already given out $1 billion to city governments in return for taking more migrants. And there will be billions more given out. This incentivized plan of self-destruction is scheduled to last another 2 years. The Venezuelan gang violence in Aurora, Colorado, is already spilling out to the surrounding suburbs. And Aurora is just one of many. There are hundreds of sanctuary cities, counties, and states, all of which are losing money. And the funds being given out by Homeland Security will not cut it. They will only increase the amount of mouths to feed. As it turns out, the cost of feeding and housing tens of millions of people is unsustainable. And as the money starts to run out, things will get much more dangerous. John Williams predicts we will be seeing more demand for gated communities and private security companies.
A lot of these new residents are coming from a harder world. They're coming from the El Salvadors of the world, the Venezuelas of the world. You know, these countries where they know a lot of hardship, and they've come here for a better life, and they're going to do what they have to do to achieve that better life. And as we walk into the winter, it's going to be real cold in San Francisco, in Denver, New York City, and if they don't have shelter, they're going to take it, most likely. I mean, if the food cuts off, if the shelter, becomes harder to come by, if all of these, perks and things they were promised go away, it's going to be a free-for-all.
Last year, 139 mayors officially told Congress they need more money to provide food, housing, and other services to their growing migrant community. They wrote that both city government agencies and local nonprofits are overwhelmed and cannot provide the most basic assistance.
Where do you see all of this going? Do you think that this video right here is the end? Or do you think that this situation is very well the beginning? It's only 3 months until winter. These cities, they're going to get really cold.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
For First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Tuesday, September 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing. Get everybody and the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. You live on this Tuesday morning. Everybody had a good long weekend. Which that just means not only do we have a weekend's worth of news, we have three days worth of news to get to, which shouldn't be difficult, right? Except that 3 days in today's news cycle is like a year normally. It's pretty amazing. I mean, entire stories come and go in the course of a weekend these days. For example, we won't be talking too much about it, but the Chase Bank glitch. This had about a 48-hour life cycle. And it's less of a glitch as it is more of a check fraud. It's just check fraud, and as I understand it. I guess people learned that you could deposit checks at ATMs. And it would credit your account for that money, and then you could immediately withdraw it, and so you could do a fake check, something like that. So I assume it was. I haven't really looked into it. Not the type of thing I'd actually want to do, because you're obviously going to get caught, and it's not going to work well. And so within the course of 48 hours, it went from videos of people like dancing in front of a Chase, being like, "We're getting free money," to them going, "Y'all think this is funny? I owe the bank $15,000 now. And you're laughing?" So it's just, you know, it's one of those things. It's like, it's here and then it's gone. But just one of a series of stories over this weekend that we'll get to and cover in more follow-up to stories that we left off with last week. The continuing end. We really should be keeping track of the number of non-existent scandals the Democrats are able to fabricate from thin air. Because the latest is the Gold Star family Arlington Cemetery debacle, which I guess it's a scandal that's gone on for a week at this point. And it's just one of those things. It's just one of those events that in any normal functioning society, any normal presidential campaign, it's not even a thing. It's like nothing. It's like a very minor campaign event. But by some alchemy, by some mysterious power, this becomes a week-long catastrophe, a week-long scandal that has people like ready to kill each other. It is completely wild. And I feel like it's like once a week at this point that there's just some just utterly non-existent scandal that is just turned into a scandal somehow. You know, one of the most pertinent examples would be the flags being flown by Supreme Court justices And it just is not a scandal. It's just not a big deal. It's not an issue. It's not a thing. It's not a thing. Supreme Court justice flies a flag. Flies a historical flag that was once flown by George Washington's ship. And this becomes a month-long scandal where they're like threatening to discredit and you know, dissemble the entire Supreme Court over it. Because he flew a historical American flag? Like, what? This is not even a scandal. Very, very similar kind of vibes here. You have the anniversary of 13 American servicemen and women being killed in Afghanistan. You have their families wanting to come together and honor their fallen family members. Totally normal. They send out invites to every presidential candidate, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden included, who were the ones, of course, who gave the orders that got their children killed. That's beside the point. The only person to respond to it, the only campaign to accept their invitation, is Donald Trump. He goes and does a wreath-laying ceremony at the cemetery. Like, that should be it. There's no scandal here. It's not a big deal. It's not out of the ordinary. Very, very normal stuff here. And yet, it's like suddenly it's like Trump's people were assaulting the Arlington Cemetery. And actually, are you even allowed to use the Arlington Cemetery for political means? And actually, it's the Gold Star families are mad at Trump, and they were being used by him as a tool. And it becomes this just week-long chaotic mess. It's like, but why, though? But why? Donald Trump accepted an invitation from Gold Star families to lay a wreath on the anniversary of their children being killed. Like, I don't get how they Rumpelstiltskin this into a giant scandal. They can take hay and they could turn it into gold. I don't get it. I don't know how they convince people that this is such a big deal or why they make such a big deal out of it. I mean, I guess the only thing I can think is that it just makes the Harris campaign look so bad that they feel like they have to do something. Like, if they just didn't do anything, nobody would even remember that he went to the cemetery. Like, it was such a minor thing. It was such a nothing event. I mean, no offense. I mean, obviously it was something. Obviously it's very meaningful for these families, and it's something that the president should be doing, or somebody who wants to be president should be involved in this. But it's just, it would have come, it would have gone, it would have been another campaign event of the hundreds that there have been. But for some reason, I guess because it makes them look so bad, the Democrats have to just be like, well, we got to make something out of this. We got to make a scandal out of this. Somehow we have to, at the end of this, make people think that this very normal laying of a wreath was actually some diabolical, underhanded scheme by the Trump campaign because he really hates the troops. Utter, complete insanity and nonsense. We're gonna put all that to rest, hopefully, for the love of God. Can we just move on to things that actually matter? Maybe not getting more young men killed overseas for our ridiculous warmongering insanity from up top. We'll get into that. We'll get into just everything that's happened over the weekend and try desperately to just fight back the flood of mis and disinformation while simultaneously trying to prevent free speech from going away forever off of the claims of mis and disinformation, which they are very openly projecting now. Like, they're very deliberately telling everybody what's going to happen in the future. They are going to destroy free speech. Free speech is over. It's at an end. The New York Times this weekend coming out with a headline saying the Constitution is kind of evil. I mean, it's sacred. It's certainly sacred, but also, is it bad and we should get rid of it maybe? So we'll get to all of that. We have guests in the third hour. I'm going to open up the calls for your input in the second hour. We have a lot of videos to get to. In the meantime, let's begin today, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Tuesday, the 3rd of September, 2023. AfD becomes first far-right party to win German state election since 1945. The Alternative for Germany has become the first far-right party to win a state's election in Germany since the Nazi era, dealing a crushing blow to Chancellor Olaf Scholz's government with only a year to go before the next federal election. The AfD has become the first, and this headline is ubiquitous all across all mainstream media around the world. They all have this exact same headline, just to remind you that voting for people on the right makes you a Nazi. You are a Nazi. You are a German National Socialist Worker Party brown shirt if you dare to suggest maybe not importing millions upon millions of foreigners to rape and kill your daughters. We'll get back into that in a little bit later. Meanwhile, migrants flooding New York City's justice system, making up 75% of arrests in Midtown as pathetic sanctuary city laws handcuff cops. Jason Maldonado, a 31-year-old migrant from Ecuador, has been arrested in New York City five times since arriving in the U.S. earlier this year. His latest bust was for stealing a pair of pants and a beer from the Target near Herald Square. Asked why he committed the crime, the migrant thief said, "I wanted to change my clothes and think. I wanted to sit down and think about my life and what to do because this is not a normal world." No, it's not a normal world. You're right. You're right. In a normal world, a foreigner caught and arrested even one time in our country should have been dealt with harshly. I'll just say dealt with harshly. I want to know, what is the higher percentage? The number of migrants who have been arrested or the number of migrants who have gotten a job? Because I'm looking at the numbers here. The last we heard, out of the hundreds of thousands of migrants camping out in New York City, only 2% had even applied for a job, let alone gotten one. That's 2%. But if 75% of arrests in Midtown are migrants, that sounds like maybe more than 2% of the migrants are committing crimes. I really wonder, like, how the balance lies there. Have more migrants been arrested in New York City or have gotten a job and started contributing in New York City? I wonder. And again, we'll get back to that. That's a very big story today because it's not just Aurora, Colorado, where Venezuelans are apparently taking over apartment buildings. Word is now that they've taken one over in Chicago. And we have video of police actually explaining that, like with the sanctuary city policy, they don't even bother arresting people most of the time anymore because they know how pointless it is. And how you arrest a guy five times and he's out, you know, stealing a Budweiser that afternoon. Why go through the process? Why go through the trouble if it means nothing and nothing comes of it? So we'll get back into just the migrant crime wave that is being very deliberately facilitated by our own government. Meanwhile, Brazil X ban upheld by Supreme Court after Musk refuses to comply with law. Brazil's Supreme Court on Monday upheld the decision to ban Elon Musk's X nationwide after the platform, formerly known as Twitter, refused to comply with orders by the country's top judge. The unanimous ruling by five justices comes as Musk accuses Brazil's top judge of acting as a dictator for suspending X in Latin America's largest nation over misinformation concerns and for failing to appoint a legal representative for the social media platform in the country. So we'll get back into this a little bit more as well. We'll talk about Senor Voldemort, the judge, and just how evil his face is. We'll really be looking in to the metaphysical expression of evil on that man's face. But obviously it's a cadre of people. And we'll be looking back at, you know, stories that we've covered very extensively here, such as the fact that the State Department and CIA, they very proudly went down to Brazil, stole the election for Lula, and carried out their own little January 6th operation there. It's on January 8th instead of the 6th, but it was exactly the same thing. You got a bunch of Bolsonaro supporters to go to the Capitol. You have absolutely no security there. People storm around, march around. A couple things get broken, and then you arrest all of the dissident leaders in your country claiming that they're terrorists. It's a very simple, nonsensical, but effective plan that they've carried out successfully there. We'll get back to that. Meanwhile, Gaza hostage killings leave Israel protesters at breaking point. Protesters carried mock coffins outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's residence, symbolizing the six dead Israeli hostages retrieved from Gaza. Through the streets outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's house passed a slow procession of empty coffins carried by protesters in a sea of Israeli flags. You had hundreds of thousands of people protesting in Tel Aviv over the bungling of the Gaza crisis. Apparently unaware that this is all deliberate and all part of the plan, and that they never wanted to get the hostages back. The hostages were a very useful tool to justify the leveling of Gaza and the eradication of the Palestinian people. So this is a sacrifice that Benjamin Netanyahu was willing to make. And we'll show you just mainstream media articles that explain that Hamas was ready to give back every single one of the hostages by October 8th. October 8th and 9th, they say, we'll give them all back. You just have to promise not to invade Gaza. They had that option. They chose invading Gaza. So don't act like you're surprised or mad that the hostages haven't been regained by Israel. That was never the plan. They've never actually wanted that. That was never actually a goal they were trying to achieve. So how do you not know that already? Finally, we have this. U.S. seizes Venezuelan President Maduro's plane. The U.S. government has confiscated an airplane reportedly used by Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, claiming it violates Washington's sanctions against Caracas, CNN reported on Monday. The U.S. has charged Maduro with drug trafficking and refused to recognize his victory in the last two Venezuelan presidential elections. Seizing the foreign head of state's plane is an unheard of for criminal matters. We're sending a clear message here that no one is above the law. No one is above the reach of U.S. sanctions, an unnamed Washington official told CNN, which first reported the story on Monday. It's pretty interesting, I have to say. It is pretty interesting that you simultaneously have the mayor of Denver, Colorado, gaslighting the American people, saying there's no such thing as Venezuelan gangs, while Venezuelan gangs take over apartment buildings in the suburbs of that city. The American government refusing to lift a single finger to stop the flood of millions upon millions of Venezuelans into our country, including those emptied from the Venezuelan jails by Nicolas Maduro. But they're now seizing Nicolas Maduro's plane to punish him for drug trafficking. Yeah, this has nothing to do with law and order. This has nothing to do with punishing criminals. Everything the American government is involved in is an underhanded scheme to progress their own unquestionable power in this hemisphere so that they can systematically eradicate our constitutionally enshrined freedoms one by one. It's really not that complicated. That's your Daily Dispatch. And really, it's just the beginning. We have major stories, including obviously other aspects of the migrant crisis, including the fact that Mexico is now actually providing military escorts to migrants from southern Mexico to northern Mexico, just really streamlining the process of invading America, now using the military just to make it perfectly clear that this is in fact an invasion. They are enemy combatants, and now they're acting that way. Yeah, we'll get back into that. We'll also show you a very disturbing warning from a father in Arizona who may very well have barely saved his daughter from being kidnapped by migrant gangs who apparently are just using American malls like hunting grounds for children. Very disturbing. We have it all on video. We'll show you that in just a little bit. We'll start today. We'll move on from our Daily Dispatch with some Kamala Harris videos. And while we would start typically with Biden's videos of him just being a just totally incompetent coot, Kamala's videos are a little bit different. A little bit different this time. I've got two videos here, but they're labeled the same. So I don't know which is which. Maybe we can tell. Let's see if we can determine which one of these videos is which. We've got two videos of Kamala Harris. One, she's in Detroit talking to black people, and the other, she's in Pittsburgh talking to not black people. Let's see if we can figure out from her tone of voice which one of these is which. We'll go to clip number 9 here. Here is Kamala Harris saying exactly the same thing in two very different ways. Let's watch.
You better thank a union member.
You better thank a union member for vacation time. You better thank a union member. No, you better thank Henry Ford for the 5-day work week. Dumbass. Wasn't a union. Unions didn't exist when the 5-day work week came about because of Henry Ford, noted anti-Semite. Henry Ford came up with the 5-day work week and established that as a standard. Also, living wage, all of these wonderful things all came about in the absence of labor unions. What else did she mention? Weekends? None of those things came from labor unions. Absolutely none of them. So, okay, taking credit for something that you didn't do. This is unexpected. All right, I'm going to guess that was Detroit. Call me crazy. I'm going to guess that her just cartoonish jive was for the sake of the Detroit audience. But I don't know. Let's compare and contrast that, what we just saw there. You better thank a union member, to clip number 10 here. Here's Kamala in Pittsburgh.
Thank unions for sick leave. Thank unions.
Saying exactly the same thing in two very different ways. And that is just embarrassing. It really is embarrassing. Like she just everything about her, very embarrassing. So in front of black people, it's, you better thank a union member. And in front of white people, it's, you should thank a union member. Kamala the chameleon. It's just pathetic. But it's not just funny. Like, it's not just silly. It's not just, oh, look, she... No, it's the fact that she is not a real person, that she's not a human being. She is a vessel, right? She's a puppet. She is nothing, right? She has no belief. She has no... Like, how does Kamala Harris talk? Does she even know? What does she sound like when she is alone? I think she puts on a African-American accent. She talks like a valley girl. Or does she just, sit unmoving? Like Leon the Professional, just waiting for her next talking point to be inserted.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today. a limited edition, exclusive InfoWars proprietary 24-carat .999 pure gold collectible is now available in this credit card size package, laminated with original InfoWars art. This is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight-up donation drive, but we may have to do one. But this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible. And it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic.
And people are listening to me are like, well, I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe in the devil either. Oh, no, you've been captured. Because if you don't believe in Jesus or you don't believe in the devil, is the devil telling you that? There's a blindfold. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that the devil, that's the god of this world, has put a veil over people so that they don't see the light of the gospel. So, like, one day I'm just crying out and praying for the nation, because, like I said, my main job in this world is an intercessor for the nations. And then my side hustle is being a doctor and a businesswoman. I can't believe that in 2024, you're still in a position where you can get a serious disease from COVID, end up with COVID long symptoms, and possibly die. So please, just listen to me. Go on drstellamd.com, do a telemedicine appointment, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. For people right now, for a family, if you want to like build defense for your family, is to get Covivites, to get the Pox defense. And if you have children, get the Immunovites for children, because it has zinc, it has elderberry. So this is what we're calling right now the trifecta family pack. So you get the immune defense for your family, you get your defense against pox, you get defense against, build your immunity against COVID, against bird flu and dengue and all these other RNA viruses. So my advice, please listen to me. Go on our website, drstellamd.com. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. We put this together to help you, but I just want you to get it. Get it in your head that we are at a time when they want to destroy humanity. And because they're going to try to destroy humanity, we have to be prepared. Only those that are paranoid, that are prepared, would survive. So that is my pledge, and that is what we do. Your pledge is to make sure that you prepare you and your family. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount.
Watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Oh, man. There's just so much. It's like, I always think I've got everything to talk about, and then I remember entirely new events I need to mention. Clip 25, yet another church in France in flames. This one from 1854. Survived two wars. We can go to that as B-roll. Just another ancient, beautiful church up in flames, never to be rebuilt. Be replaced certainly by a mosque in the near future. As the war against Europe continues unabated. That was the only church burning this weekend. Another church in Ireland burned to the ground. And like that's something that we have to do like a weekly roundup or something. Just to keep track of all of the migrant crimes, migrant murders, and church burnings, rapes. I mean, it just goes on relentlessly. Even just over the weekend, you have like a woman murdered in Italy by an African migrant, got a kid stabbed in UK, killed by migrants. It really just goes on, and nothing is being done to stop it. And of course, it's happening here as in America, as this is a global attack. Clip 5 censored. All right. I want to go to this because this is something I really doubt you're seeing anywhere else. In fact, I couldn't find this being reported anywhere else. But I find this guy extremely credible. And if you go to his TikTok, you can find the videos of the people he's talking about. I don't think we'll play the videos here because we don't know if these people are guilty or of anything. And I don't want to be, you know, showing people that this guy just filmed and going based off of his hunch that this is what's happening. But he's got what you might call father's intuition. And he tells a very harrowing story of his children almost being kidnapped at the mall. And if you read the comments and some of the social media posts around this, this does not seem to be a totally rare occurrence, but extremely worrying and definitely something that our audience needs to be aware of. You don't live in America anymore. You may have grown, you know, we always talk about the story of the person in California when the serial killer was going around saying, I don't want to live in a world where I have to lock my doors at night. It's like, well, you do. You do, unfortunately. I don't want to live in a world where, you know, taking your eyes off your children for 5 seconds at the mall means you might never see them again. But here we are, and you need to be aware of it. So we'll go now to clip number 5. This is a father telling people on TikTok, beware of Arizona Mills Mall and non-English speakers seemingly hanging out and hunting children. Let's watch.
Yo, so I'm at Arizona Mills Mall with my daughter. I take her into a toy store. Bless you, baby. I take her into a toy store, and we were there for a few minutes. Just wasn't feeling the vibe. It was a weird vibe from the get. And we leave the toy store, and I swear to God, my daughter's like 2 steps behind me. I'm walking out the store. I notice a dude cutting me off from behind, like in between me and my daughter. So as I'm exiting the store, I look back and he's touching the top of her head like this. And if I wouldn't have looked back, when I looked back, I already felt something. This all happened in an instant. So I look back and I catch him doing this over her head like he knew her. And it was some Mexican cat that didn't even speak English. So I'm going off. And it happened so fast that I'm in shock. I just tell my daughter, come here. But everything's registering, right? Like that doesn't happen often. So my mind's like, if I hit this dude, like if I spaz, all they're gonna see is me spazzing. They're not gonna see why I'm pissed. I don't even have to explain why that shit isn't okay. And so I walk a little bit towards the left out of the store, and I'm at Arizona Mills Mall, mind you. And my daughter sees some scooters. She hops on the scooters. And I turn my back, I look around, I look back at the store that we came out of, and sure enough, the dude that touched her head came out, and there was a lady with him. There was a lady with him, and then 2 other dudes, but the lady dispersed. It's like he told her something, like, first of all, when they came out of the store, as soon as they came out, they looked in the direction that we left, and they came this way. But he didn't see me standing like a ways, you know what I mean? Just watching them. And I wish I would have got that on camera, but like I said, I'm still in shock. So at this point, they're coming towards me, and when they finally notice me that I'm staring at them, I wish I would have had that part recorded. I was still in shock, but I got video footage of them, and that's what I'm going to show you. And their mannerisms, their behavior, like I said, when they got to me, that's when I started going off, because that's when I was like, nah, I saw what I saw. I know I saw what I saw, and I'm not backing down. So I'm yelling in his face. I'm like, don't touch kids in here. Don't do that. Like, you don't do, you know, but as I'm explaining, like, what he did wrong, I'm like, nigga, you know what you did. Like, so now I want to beat his ass and all people can see is just this angry black guy, right? Typical situation. So then I just say, fuck it, and I start recording them. And their behavior, if you know, if you're a parent, like, you know, man, part two coming up.
So in part two, he actually shows videos of these guys. I don't want to go to these videos in case he's wrong, but I tend to trust him. And in the video, and if you look at the comments, it appears as though one of the guys that he's filming has his phone out and is like about to take a picture of his kid when he sees that he's being filmed and then like pretends to go away and do something else on his phone. Creepy stuff. Very creepy stuff. So that TikTok user is named Sir.Young22. Sir.Young22. And this has gone totally viral on TikTok with millions of people seeing this and commenting on it and pointing out all sorts of odd things about the video that he was able to capture, including the fact that these adult men, foreigners, don't speak English, don't have children, but are hanging out in the kids' lounge. He apparently, you know, looks like he's about to take a picture of the kid when he notices he himself is being filmed and tries to act natural. And just while that video was playing, I just went ahead and searched, you know, Arizona Mills Mall kidnapping. And it's got a bit of a history. It's got 3 years ago, somebody on Reddit saying somebody told me to avoid AZ Mills Mall as there's a lot of kidnapping going on there. Family escapes after kidnapping Arizona Mills Mall. In 2007, a Tucson family escaped from kidnappers who snatched them from a busy parking lot at Arizona Mills Mall. Yeah, kind of a big issue. Kind of a big issue. And so I thought you should be aware of that. And we'll continue on this topic on the other side, because not only I've got an audio recording of people in Chicago calling 911 and saying that Venezuelans are taking over an apartment building there. We've got the authorities in Colorado gaslighting their own public and saying there's no migrant crisis. Well, simultaneously, we've got video of cops saying, yeah, because we're a sanctuary city, you know, it's not even worth it to arrest people anymore. Well, 75% of arrests in New York City are of migrants. It's a migrant crime wave. It's just not being reported.
I was literally digging around for the two or three satellite phones I had. I'd given one to family. I was making sure they were charged, getting them ready. I have an antenna so I can be inside and use it for outside. I'm literally checking all my gear, getting everything ready, because I've been so offensively fighting the globalists that I basically had all my defensive in disarray. And so for me, Alex Jones, 74 days out from the election, and that's 76 days of hell once, you know, he's president-elect, I'm now spending 10, 15, 20% of my time getting ready. And that should show people the urgency in my mind. So the satellite phone company is a great sponsor. Let's talk about some of the basics of what people need. There's some amazing new products they've got that you think are awesome. They've got the best satellite phones at the best prices with the best deals you're going to find. And the good news is, they're not a sponsor a lot of the time because they're sold out. They supply law enforcement, the military. I mean, they are the biggest company in the United States. You get the best deal because they buy the most. You see them sponsoring, you know, all the other big shows as well. You need to go to InfoWarsPhone.com. That way we get some of the support. InfoWarsPhone.com. Tell us about solar panels, solar charging systems, sat phones, and this other really cool, secure, encrypted phone. Tell us about these products.
Well, the thing about it, you have to just look at what's happening. When they have 50 plus senators on the left getting sat phones in case there's a crisis, you should worry about it. If I'm going to keep people from uprising, I'm going to kill comms. It's the first thing you do. That's how you control chaos. I mean, every one of my family members has the sat phone, right? I make sure that all the sat phones every quarter, everyone's phone on my team and my family members, and then my emergency response vendors, every one of their sat phones has the numbers listed in the phone, right? So, and then we do a drill. Every quarter we do a drill. Why? Because that allows me to remind myself to charge the phone. But this is part of my emergency response team, the security team. The guys are bringing the food and shelter in, the fuel, the power, everything, right? The other thing that I do is I also have sat radio. So for me and my team, especially when we're on the border or we're areas where it's off-grid, I'm making sure that I have my sat radios, right? Another great tool that I have is, of course, like, you know, simple, right? You got your power bank, and then you have your actual charging, your solar charging panels, right? For areas that you're out in the desert, because what good is it if you have all your battery backups, but they're all dead, you know? Then I also carry a baby stick, which is an SOS. You can drop it, send text messages with a backup phone. That works extremely well just for grid down, quick messaging. The other part of it, the security part of it, is I put the security team on these garments. These garments are also really, really good assets to have. And just for example, with Rescue the Republic, right? That's going to be September 29th in DC. You got RFK speaking, you got Tulsi Gabbard speaking, and you have the other big man speaking and a bunch of other people that that is all being announced as this stuff comes along. But all our security, the entire security team is using the secure phone. The secure phone is a Bitium phone, and it is secure messaging phone to phone. So if it ever were to get hacked, it scrubs all the messages from it. That phone completely shuts down. Everything clears off of it. It's water resistant. It prevents tracking, right? And this phone, to me, it's what NATO's using right now. So the commanders are using it. It's at the very, very top of it. It's something that I feel is going to be key, not just in the public sector, but in the private sector when it comes to family members.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Migration stuff right now, but we'll be talking about that with our guest, Tara Rodas, federal whistleblower who exposed government-sponsored, taxpayer-funded child trafficking amongst the migrants the with cooperation of the HHS. So maybe we'll move on from some of that. My God. Yeah, there's just, it's, let me just say this. It's now September. It's the 3rd of September. This is going to be a September to remember, folks. In just a few days, not only are we slated to have the first presidential debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, which I'm expecting to be a very similar debacle to the first debate between Joe Biden and President Trump, in which Kamala Harris's carefully sculpted public appearance will be shattered by the reality of her horrific incompetence. And just shortly after that, a few days after that, Donald Trump is slated to be sentenced for his 34 felony crimes and could very well be sent to prison. By the end of September, mail-in ballots will be sent out, and the 2024 election will be fully in swing. And I just wonder what type of world we're going to live in at the end of this month. I wonder how crazy things are going to get for the next few weeks. But just know that you can rely on InfoWars.com to bring you the truth no matter what happens. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to guarantee that we're able to remain on the air and to bring you the reality behind the headlines. InfoWarsStore.com is, of course, the only way to support us. And I know for a while we said, like, you know, now it's more important than ever. That's because it keeps getting worse. Like, everything keeps getting worse. And the fight and the enemies that we're up against keep doubling down, keep getting more insane, keep going even further in their censorship. And we've told you since the beginning, this was always the plan. It was always going to lead to outright open government censorship of whatever information displeases them. And they're more or less admitting that at this point. We're seeing what's happening in Brazil as a model for pressure from governments for X to bend their knee or pay the price. And we can dig into what how exactly it got to that point in Brazil. But long story short, the Brazilian government wanted Elon Musk to censor seven X accounts that were not publishing anything illegal, but were on the right and posting information that the left-wing socialist government in Brazil didn't want them posting. You want to be a little bit different if it was like actually illegal content. If these were people posting child pornography and Elon Musk was refusing to take it down and Brazil was going, all right, then you can't operate here. Okay, now we kind of understand why that might be the case. But that's not the case. That's not the case here. These were people who posted legal, under the Brazilian Constitution, legal speech. But the government wanted them shut down because they didn't like the speech that was being said. This is a very disturbing precedent to be setting. And I'll show you a little bit later how left-wingers are loving this. They think it's amazing. They think it's great. You actually have people tagging the Brazilian government and going, this guy's in Brazil and he's still on X. Go get him, right? Not just like tattletales, but like enemy agents trying to get people sent to prison for their tweets and thinking that they're the good guys as they do this. Horrifying to know that these people walk among us. And one of them is running for president. Let's go down to clip number 11. Kamala Harris supports what Brazil did to X because she wants to do it here. Let's watch clip 11 now.
He has lost his privileges and it should be taken down. And the bottom line is that you can't say that you have one rule for Facebook and you have a different rule for Twitter. The same rule has to apply, which is that there has to be a responsibility that is placed on these social media sites to understand their power. They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation. And that has to stop.
They're speaking to millions of people without regulation or oversight, and that has to stop. They're speaking to millions of people without regulation or oversight, and that needs to stop. A presidential candidate for the United States of America just said that. Not by accident. That wasn't a misspoken statement. They think your voice is too powerful. That's the power she was referring to. These institutions are so powerful, they have the power to speak to a wide audience without getting permission from me first. And that's too much. They need oversight. They need my approval. Completely insane. Utterly unacceptable. This should in any, like, you want to talk about, they're trying to, say Trump's not qualified to be president because January 6th happened. If there's any reason to disqualify an American presidential candidate, it's for that statement right there. It's for what she just said. That is anathema to our spirit as a country. It is in direct violation of the First Amendment, which, as we explained millions of times before, explicitly enumerated the press, i.e. the technology necessary for mass distribution of literature, as having as being untouchable by the government, as having a right to exist in the hands of private people and not be monitored or controlled or curtailed whatsoever by the forces of the government. And this is all in a atmosphere in which the government themselves are the biggest perpetrators of mis- and disinformation in any topic, right? But COVID especially. Let's go down to clip number 7. Here's Dr. Martin McCary explaining about just some of the misinformation from the United States government during the COVID pandemic. Let's watch.
Misinformation. The greatest perpetrator of misinformation during the pandemic has been the United States government. Misinformation that COVID was spread through surface transmission, that vaccinated immunity was far greater than natural immunity, that masks were effective. Now we have the definitive Cochrane review. What do you do with that review? Cochrane is the most authoritative evidence body in all of medicine and has been for decades. Do you just ignore it, not talk about it? That myocarditis was more common after the infection than the vaccine. Not true. It's 4 to 28 times more common after the vaccine. That young people benefit from a booster. Misinformation. Our two top experts on vaccines quit the FDA in protest over this particular issue, pushing boosters in young, healthy people. The data was never there. That's why the CDC never disclosed hospitalization rates among boosted Americans under age 50. The vaccine mandates would increase vaccination rates. The George Mason University study shows it didn't. It did one thing. It created never vaxxers who are now not getting the childhood vaccines they need to get. Over and over again, we've seen something that goes far beyond using your best judgment with the information at hand. We've seen something which is unforgivable, and that is the weaponization of medical research itself. The CDC putting out their own shoddy studies, like their own study on natural immunity, looking at one state for 2 months, when they had data for years on all 50 states. Why did they only report that one sliver of data? Why did they salami slice the giant database? Because it gave them the result they wanted. Same with masking study. Well, the data
has now
caught up.
This is the case across the board, and this is the real danger of giving these people keys to your free speech. They're wrong liars all the time.
I talk a lot about the high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com and the great things they'll do for your health, your vitality, your stamina, your libido, your focus, your clarity. And I tend to talk about our best-selling products from InfoWars, MD. The Nitric Boost, the Turmeric 95, the amazing CBD gummies, and 1,000-milligram tincture. It's about as strong as it gets, highest quality. But these other products are excellent as well, and they're getting rave reviews. Let's talk about some of these other great products from InfoWars, MD, at InfoWarsStore.com. Superfood Greens, just a super high-quality equivalent to some of the best sellers that are out there. It's got a whole bunch of superfoods in it. You get everything you need in one big dose, with all the key cofactors and things that a basic vitamin mineral type system may not have in it. It is a superfood. We also, of course, have Good Night Sleep, just a good, high-quality, natural, herbal sleep system that gives you deep sleep that's so good for your immune system. And, of course, Nerve Renew helps your nerves be healthy and helps a lot with pain. People really, really love Nerve Review. Then we've got probiotic formula, an excellent probiotic. That's so critical to your health because just the chlorine in tap water, if you're drinking that or showering in it, you know, kills the natural flora in your gut. Better Mood really gives you a clean, focused mindset, just does amazing things. And then, of course, I'm really excited about ashwagandha with black pepper. This is an adaptogen, ashwagandha. Your brain, your heart, your mental clarity, your mood, your immune system. It just basically does everything. Ashwagandha is simply incredible. And then, of course, prostate support with the saw palmetto and more that's on record being so good for your prostate. These are just some of the products available at InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. So please do what thousands of others have done. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the InfoWars MD line. Thank you for the support. Check out the products.
We'll be right back.